This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. This hour is America Again. 103. America Again. And David Zinnicka is with us. He's the founder of AmericaAgain.net. And there's a link on the website, USAPrepares.com, the instructors tab, and you'll be able to find David Zinnicka right there on the instructors tab. David, welcome. Hey, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. It's great to hear your voice. I'm sorry I wasn't with you last week. I was a little under the weather, and Captain John Reagan graciously filled in for episode 102, but this is 103, and well, I wanted to thank you and Captain John Reagan. So please share with us your thoughts on today's lesson, this hour of America Again, 103.
Okay. Like I said, and I repeated with John last week, we're going to cover a few key concepts before we start going chapter by chapter through my book, Fear the People. And that book is the detailed plan of action for America Again. And America Again is a new way of life. It's the only full-spectrum solution in the country. And I think that this summer and this fall, we the people can show D.C. organized crime that it really is busted. And I think that... I think that Trump is just the tip of the iceberg, and I think he's going to have to support we the people as we make history. He follows. That's the way it is with all presidents. They follow someone. Either they're anointed leaders that we don't see, or they follow us when we get to be too powerful. So, okay, so today I'm going to unpack this whole idea of popular sovereignty because it's very important. It's in fact the whole mechanism that you see. It undergirds and it's presupposed in the Constitution. So when you read those first three words, we the people, and I talked that, about that the last 2 weeks, but when you read that phrase, that's the operative phrase, that's popular sovereignty. And now we have to find out, okay, but yeah, but what is what kind of sovereignty is that? So we're going to talk about that today, how it actually works, what that term means and all that. So the way our founding fathers designed it, popular sovereignty has two aspects, two concepts packed into it. We always hear about just the first one, and it goes, we the people govern ourselves by consent of the governed. Yeah, whatever that means. But that's out the window today. We never consented to about 90% of what Washington, D.C. is doing to us. So what's that? What's that about? And that's just the first aspect of what popular sovereignty is, consent of the governed. Here's the more important aspect, the second part of American popular sovereignty. This, you don't find this anywhere else on earth. You don't find this anywhere else in history. We govern the governors. That was the operating premise of the Constitution's framers. That's why it starts, we the people do ordain. That's why the Constitution's written the way it is, all the way to the 10th Amendment. Thomas Jefferson wrote to John Adams one time, no government can continue good except under the control of the people. And that's what they meant by starting the document. This is law, remember. Starting that law with the phrase, we the people. So now we're going to say, okay, what is sovereignty? What is popular sovereignty? Our supreme law of the land demands, you know, a self-governing people. Yeah. What does that mean? That means a people that govern themselves and govern their public servants. Not just, you know, when we say self-government, here's how real self-government works. Okay. Our servants are supposed to represent and serve the self-governing sovereigns that govern them. They're only supposed to govern who? The mentally incompetent and lawless people, either citizens or aliens. That's how it works. I know it sounds convoluted, but self-governing means that we govern ourselves. We become a governable people because we govern ourselves, and we also govern those who represent and serve us. They don't govern us. They represent us. They serve us. The only people they govern are mental incompetents and lawless people, either citizens or aliens. I want to make that really clear. Okay. And I'm not saying, you know, when I say mentally incompetent and lawless, you know, all human beings are created equal in the eyes of God. But, you know, we're a fallen race, and from the time we're little kids, with the influence of our parents and other adults that we watch and see and hear, by our choices and actions, from the time we're small, we start to take our whatever our place is in the sort of behavioral bell curve from the lowest standards of human conduct up to the highest standards. We choose that. We start choosing. We make those choices. So those actions that we take, they start setting us into a certain part of that, a certain section of that bell curve. So, and history proved, you know, you can be as intellectual as you want. You can be as wealthy as you want. That's not going to determine your place on the human bell curve. It's your attitude, your choices, and your actions. The very wealthiest people, they're often among the most ignorant Americans. And the super, super intelligent people, they're often the most vicious Americans. So you can't go by income or by intellect. So, okay, all of that is just human nature. But why was our Constitution, why is this constitutional republic so unique? Well, I believe that it's because the framers of that law were fundamentally grounded in the New Testament. Our Christian civilization, it's not anarchy. Like, they believed that mankind is basically sinful, but because of that, they did not let anarchy rule. Ungovernable people are supposed to be restrained. How are they restrained? They're restrained by God-ordained coercion, basically the sword, you know, the sword of Romans 13. But America isn't theocracy either, because a committed atheist enjoys the same liberty in this society as a devout Christian does. So those words that open our Constitution, we the people, it only refers to those Americans that care enough to repent before God and then to be self-governing. Okay, but today, what do we see? We see the exact opposite. We see perversion. You know, everything's flipped. It's perverted. We see that the only self-governing Americans are really the most sinful and ungovernable people. And they fall into three basic subclasses, and you'll recognize these as I break it down. First, there's the top 1% of the top 1% by income. Those are the people you don't see, you don't hear, but they run everything from the top. They're ungovernable. They're the sinful, ungovernable top level. And then second, you have this giant bureaucracy. It grows by the week. These are the government drones that, you know, they want a sure, secure job all their lives and a cushy taxpayer-funded retirement and everything without ever working an honest day in their life. That's the big middle part of the ungovernable, sinful segment of America. And then third, there's the mobocracy. It's kind of the bottom rung of society. They also want, you know, a cushy deal all their lives. But it also includes the lawless, the mentally incompetent. So that's the big bottom part of this three-stage kind of, those are the sinful, ungovernable Americans who get to govern those of us who refuse to govern them. So we have everything backwards, everything inside out. The predators and the parasites are kind of transmogrifying us into another crumbling Marxist, atheist Europe. So here we are becoming Europe, and we feel this. Millions of Americans feel this every day. Our civilization, the way it was, is slipping away. So what do we do? It's time for duty. That's what this course is all about. That's what the book is all about, Fear the People. And that's what America, again, is about. You start living differently than you have in the past. Don't just join us and pay $9 a month for your dues and think, oh, I'm done. No, that's slacktivism. That's, you know, you're doing something and thinking, I'm done. We're not done. What we're trying to do is say, in every town, okay, now you've claimed your town, now go find three other people to join us. Now go get 10 people to sign up on this proclamation that we're going to do on Proclamation Day all over in 50, on the steps of 50 state houses, all on the same day. Why are we doing that? Because we're going to show Washington, D.C. and all of those disgruntled, disheartened Americans, you know what? We don't have to take this anymore. This changes now. So we're going to pick one day. We're calling it Proclamation Day, and we're going to proclaim that. All of that comes in due time. First, you need to know who you are, what your duty is, and what your power is over the law, over this U.S. Constitution. Who is we the people? It's only those who stand and do this. That's what popular sovereignty is. So I, you know, as I read the Constitution again and again and founding documents, I couldn't find one book that explains, all right, I know what popular sovereignty is supposed to be, but how do you do it? How do you do self-government? And if you say, by voting, of course, you're just embarrassing yourself. I mean, we're at the point now where I think pretty much everybody understands, hey, voting is not going to improve anything.
Brilliantly, brilliantly said. David Zunick is with us, USAPreparedUs.com instructor, and his book, Fear the People. Dave, when we come back, I'm going to share with you a one-minute story about one of our instructors who declared herself sovereign. And I'll give you a little short story about what happened. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class David Zinnica is with us. America Again, AmericaAgain.net. And he's the author of Fear of the People. David, one of our instructors, her name is Lynette Marie, and she was traveling in Arkansas, and she was arrested. She has declared her sovereignty. She gave up her U.S. citizenship, and she wanted to be a sovereign. And so she travels without a state-issued travel permit, sometimes called a driver's license. So she was stopped by the police. She was arrested, and she was jailed, and she ultimately ended up in court. And the judge seemed to have a hard time with her getting the getting started. And the judge said to her, "Do you understand me?" And her response is, "No, I overstand you." Which is exactly what you're talking about.
Amen.
And she was released.
Yeah.
She was released.
Yeah, I'll speak to the sovereign citizen stuff here in a minute, if you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are tactical ways to do things that are just far more beneficial to all of us. I'm not going to say they're smarter. They might be a little bit wiser. I overstand you. I love that.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you know, here in Missouri, there was a MIAC report issued many years ago saying that there are people who are a problem to the government. And those are people with Ron Paul stickers on their vehicles. This was several years ago. People with Christian symbols on their bumpers. Homeschoolers. and people who go to gun shows, people who have bumper stickers that say Second Amendment, things like that, as well as those who attend gun shows. So all of these people were, and Christians, were identified as problems for the government, and including people who proclaimed their sovereignty.
Well,
and so the government decided to come after us.
Yeah, that happened, you see, once before. You remember that. And George III and Parliament were really, really nervous. They said the very same things that you just mentioned, and they were really nervous about it, and you know how that turned out. They gave us this law, this Constitution, and now we have never enforced it, not one time in 227 years. So now it's time to actually put teeth in the 10th Amendment and teeth in the Constitution, and that's what we're about at America Again. Let me tell you, one of the books that I learned a lot from, as I was looking for, I thought, okay, popular sovereignty, how do you live it out? I kept looking for a book, any book that would explain that. And former Stanford Law School dean, a guy named Larry Kramer, he's not there anymore. He's president of a big private trust now or foundation, but he published a great book. It made him a pariah in the legal profession, but it's called The People Themselves, and I highly recommend that book. If you want to read, the subtitle of it is Popular Constitutionalism and Judicial Review. Now, that book never really explains how we're supposed to perform what Kramer calls popular constitutionalism. I call popular sovereignty. But it does establish that bedrock. You know, why are the first three words, we the people? Why does it say we the people do ordain? Well, because we really are the highest authority in American government. And so Dr. Kramer, from a constitutional law standpoint, walks you through just how solid that is in the Constitution and in law. So, but in my book, Fear the People, I explain how, look, half of 1% of the people can exercise that duty and that power of popular sovereignty for the first time. We've never done it before. And the world is watching us today, and a free people can be self-governing, and this is how you do it, by enforcing the U.S. Constitution, not by civil war, not by rebellion, not, and especially not by civil disobedience, which to me, that's the most ludicrous public activity in America today, civil disobedience.
David Zunick is with us. We'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. This is USAPreparers.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, couple very short announcements. If you go to USAPrepares.com, you'll see a pop-up that says USA Prepares Most Wanted and Club Email. Please make sure that that you join the club if you're interested in hearing from us. Let's say something happens to us on the air and we need to communicate via email or something, or let you know where we've moved, or who knows what's going to happen in the future. We're not planning anything, but Things could happen at the drop of a hat. Also, I'd like to share with you that if you look at the poll, if you go to the contact tab at USA Preparers, you'll see that the results of the poll as to what you would like first. Well, it was colloidal silver at the highest number one, and then battery desulfators were number two, then radiation detection kits were number three, LED lighting was number four. Well, somehow between the time that we said, okay, colloidal silver is number one, battery desulfators became number one. So we were already, believing that, based on trend analysis, that colloidal silver would be number one. We're preparing for that as our first kit, even though the battery desulfator beat it by 1%. So number one is colloidal silver in the release of the kits. Number two kit will be the battery desulfator kit. I'll tell you more about the pricing on Monday for those kits. So if you haven't joined the club and you want to, please do that. It's a pop-up on page one. One other thing. Meetup Monday, USA Prepares Meetup. Len Pence is going to be talking about gardening. GardeningRevolution.com, Len Pence. And information's on the website, page one of USA Prepares. Mark in Missouri, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vincent. Good morning to your guest, David. And I had a question. I had a statement and a question, but I was just wanting to know that if he knew that ancient Israel was a republic and that we, the people, are the people of Israel, that America is the nation of Israel, the founding forefathers called this the New Jerusalem, and they called it Restored Israel, and they set the republic up after ancient Israel. And that constitution is called the Mount Sinai, when God gave the law to Moses, and God formed a nation called Israel. And that nation today in America is going to be born again in the future, because the word America means the kingdom of heaven.
Okay, hold that thought. David, your response?
I have no response to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. Mark, thank you. Thank you for your call. All right, let's continue, David.
Well, popular sovereignty, what does it mean? How do we do it? How do we live it out? It means we, the people, actually enforcing the Constitution against violations by our state and federal servants. So our first tactical action, we're calling it Ratify 28. It will be the 28th Amendment when it's ratified. It was the original First Amendment when it was first ratified by 11 states in 1789 and 90. Ratify 28 will create, once we get it done, will create 6,400 plus or minus small districts in the House of Representatives. That's going to create the first opportunity in over 200 years for congressmen to actually start representing their neighbors. So that historic reform will be followed by something we call America Again Good Guys, and that's just us inviting these 6,400 new House candidates, and in that election there'll be 33 new Senate candidates too. So inviting them to publicly be an America Again Good Guy. Support or reject our 22 reform laws. I detail those in Chapter 12 of the book Fear the People. And the person either supports or rejects it publicly. And that's the Good Guys Project. And then once we've revolutionized the People's House, we'll have the first big Congress in history. And that Congress will come to Washington, D.C. for just maybe a week. For the last time, Congress will assemble in D.C., and all they will do is enact our Bring Congress Home Act, the first one of our 22 reform laws, and then just go home to their lease offices, their moderate, you know, modest lease offices back home. So then after that, the whole world will see America with a Congress that's the first distributed legislature in history. And it's a model for everyone in the 21st century. Then the world will witness real American popular sovereignty. So that's how we get there. It takes a couple of steps. The first step, Congress cannot stop. It's the original First Amendment. It's sitting there waiting to be fully ratified. It's been ratified by 11 states. So, but let me get back to this sovereignty thing, because I want to close in talking about individual sovereignty, like you mentioned earlier with this lady. John Taylor of Caroline, he was kind of an ultra states' rights guy, along with Patrick Henry. He said that the word sovereignty, we shouldn't even be using that word, because only God is sovereign. I agree with that, but the framers of the Constitution knew what humans are like. They knew human nature. They knew that somebody's always going to rise to the top, either to govern people or to extort them or whatever, the masses. And so history and law have traditionally called that power, they've called that the sovereign. So that's why the founding fathers and the framers used that term. And beginning with way back, over 1,000 years ago, the year was 1014 AD, the Compact of Ethelred, which was the English people agreeing that they would let Ethelred return to be their king if he would agree to this compact, to all of this stuff. And so that was really the beginning of our rule of law, of the common law, the English common law, over 1,000 years old. So, and that ended with the Constitutional Convention in 1787, where if you go all the way back to the Compact of Ethelred in 1014, the sovereign was still a king. It was still one person ruling over the others, but he had to agree to certain stuff. Well, in 1787, it was all that went out the window, and sovereign was transformed from a single monarch, answerable to the people, to now it was a collective. It was a collective sovereignty that's now in the highest place of government. So it only has meaning, though, to the extent that we, the sovereign, enforce our prerogatives. And that's what, remember when Ben Franklin said, when he was coming out of the convention, and Lady Powell asked him, "Doctor, what kind of government have you given us?" And he said, "A republic, madam, if you can keep it." That's what he meant. Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to be able to enforce those prerogatives, or you're no kind of sovereign. So I think Franklin sensed, of course, what all of subsequent history has proven here, a collective sovereign. It was not only was it unprecedented, it was going to be really, really hard for us to maintain it. And we haven't. I mean, we haven't done it. So until a critical mass of we the people start acting as a unified sovereign, take the same tactical plan, we all stand together and say, okay, in my town, I've got this. It's just a small group of us. But if we start doing that in thousands of American towns, that's how we enforce the stipulations of our highest law. And until we do that, those corrupt servants of ours are going to continue to fool us and pillage us. And they're going to do it on behalf of that really wily, you know, the top 1% of 1% of Americans, that they don't have any qualms about living beyond the laws. They live above and beyond the laws, and they don't care. And we need to learn. Let me give you a couple of books. You, the students here, there are two books that I highly recommend. One of them, the author is Edmund S. Morgan. It's kind of an old book. I think it's a late 1970s, somewhere in there. It's called Inventing the People, The Rise of Popular Sovereignty in England and America. Really, really good book. But that guy, Morgan, Edmund Morgan, was very highly acclaimed. He happened to be an atheist, but very highly acclaimed historian. He suggested that we the people is always just going to be kind of an elusive term, a kind of a self-delusion, very pleasant. We all love it, but nothing we could actually pursue. We the people, what is we the people? And so he says, you know, we invented this. The second book is Christian Fritz. He's a professor at University of New Mexico Law School. It's called American Sovereigns. And the subtitle, very interesting, is The People and America's Constitutional Tradition Before the Civil War. In that book, Professor Fritz surveys three times where American mobs, three times in our history, where American mobs tried to amend the U.S. Constitution. But he never talks about any time that we tried to just enforce it, because we've never done it. I mean, and Morgan never brings anything like that up either. We've never tried this. We've never enforced it. So notice today, people don't talk about enforcing the Constitution. They talk about revolution. You know, and I'm talking about, you hear staunch constitutionalists calling for revolution. How crazy is that? You know, here's the problem. The servants are violating the highest law, right? Well, then how can the solution be for the sovereigns to become a lawless mob, you know, and revolt? That's loony. A mob of serfs is never going to exercise our duty of a sovereign, of a collective sovereign. So we need to meet our responsibility, and no generation before us has done that, and I know that, but we can do this. We have the technology, the tactical force massing power to do it today. We haven't had that before. Just in my lifetime, we have the tools that we've never had before. And despite every D.C. arrogation, despite the agencies and bureaus and departments and programs and regulations and fees and fines and taxes, all that stuff, you know, we can do this. We need to be repentant and responsible.
Brilliantly said. David Zunick is with us. And David, you know, I love the idea of being able to visit our representative. With your plan, he or she wouldn't be more than an hour's drive. And if he or she is not in office, well, in the office, the least office, you go visit their house. We'll be right back.
Yep, they're there.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
David Zinnick is with us. AmericaAgain.net. AmericaAgain.net. Class, if you think that everything's okay, well, there's a report out today that a record number of Americans are not in the labor force. A record number. 94.7 million of us are not working. You can think of that as almost a third of us are not working. It's a record. So please, if you think everything's okay, if you think that unemployment's 5%, it's not. It's not. Stores are closing. Prices are going up. We're headed toward Venezuela. That's where we're going. But we can fix it. And David Zunica has a plan, AmericaAgain.net. And class, if you go to page one of USAPrepares.com, page one of USAPrepares.com, there's a post that says, David Zunica, America Again, joins USA Prepares faculty. Free book. You can download the free book. I have. The book is called Fear the People. Just go to page one of USA Prepares. Click on that link. David Zunica, America Again, joins USA Prepares faculty. And you have a choice to go to his website. And or you can download his free book. And I did. Fear the People. And I suggest you do the same thing. It's 235 pages. It only takes a couple minutes to download. No cost. No obligation. Just some invested time in reading. David?
Thanks, Vincent. Yeah, I didn't know you had a direct link to download the book. I sure appreciate that. We're trying to give the book away. We're not trying to sell it. Amazon asks $43.50 for it, and I'm sorry about that. They won't charge any less. So, but we are trying to provide it. And we can provide it through you as well, Vincent, if you want to work out a deal with us directly where you can buy it at my author's rate from Amazon if you want to handle it, if you want to do the handling. So
we can do that, or you can just go to USAPrepares.com, page number one. There's a link to David Zunica, and we posted a link to Fear the People. I think things are so bad. David, I've never told you this, but the reason that I'm doing this, I volunteer my time. I'm not a paid broadcaster. No one on USA Preparis is paid. No one. And we all volunteer our time. And actually, we even pay to be on some radio stations. It costs us money to get this message out, and we pay it so that we can hopefully restore America. The same thing that you want to do. Several years ago, I decided that I'm not going to go down without a fight. So this is my little piece as a farmer. So,
and David, appreciate you having me on. I really thank you for giving me a larger audience. And, you know, folks, if you listen and you just learn, and you don't apply this stuff to your life, we're never going to turn this around in our lifetime. We've got to get to work. So download the book. It's free. Join us. Please join us. We need more cities. We're looking for 2,500 America Again towns by next March. We have about 105 towns now. We've got to keep moving. We've got to grow. We've got to be sovereigns. Now, let me get back to sovereignty and try to wrap this up. Throughout history, if you look at the word sovereign, it always referred to a monarch and to the nobility. The hoity-toities up on top that enjoyed all the benefits of sovereignty, and then everybody else had to be a commoner, you know, a serf. In 1787, at that convention, they had a chance to take the British plan that was proposed by Alexander Hamilton. He was proposing, you know, we dissolve the 13 sovereign states. We have one nation, just like England. We have a parliament and a king. So they rejected that. So what happened? They gave us popular sovereignty, but what has happened? So that's what I want to get into now.
Okay, and that will be America Again next Friday at the same time. Yeah, 104. David Zunica, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your wealth of information and your research and making the book available for free, Fear the People. That's available right now, absolutely free, at usapreparis.com, page number one. David Zunica, again, thank you so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.